Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into the October 2025 issue of Arlington Today.
Yeah, and it's really packed. We're looking at everything from major career decisions facing young people to, well, cutting-edge tech and some really fascinating local business stories.
Right. Our goal, as always, is to sort of fast-track you to the core insights, pull out those actionable bits of knowledge, those aha moments about how this community is evolving.
Exactly. We're going to cover the changing value of education, some specific business successes, including a TikTok sensation, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah. And local health innovations, even a bit of car history thrown in. It's quite a mix.
Okay. So let's start with what feels like the biggest pressure point right now, that future equation for high school grads. There's an article on the AZ College Night at UTA.
Mm-hmm. And it gets right to the heart of this tension, this college crisis, as they put it. Is that four-year degree actually worth potentially decades of debt?
It becomes such a stark calculation, hasn't it? It's less philosophy, more business decision.
Absolutely. And the numbers in the source material really lay it bare. You look at Texas A&M, it's around $34,000 a year. Rice University, closer to $60,000.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you compare that to the national average student debt, which is what, around $40,000 total? It's asking kids to make a huge financial bet right out of the gate.
And it seems like the university's response isn't always to, you know, lower the sticker price. There's this critique mentioned calling colleges a mall with dorms.
Right. That really jumped out. The focus shifts. Instead of just academics, it's about the campus perks, the cinemas, the fancy dining options, tanning beds. I even saw nap pods mentioned.
Nap pods. Seriously.
Yeah.
It feels like a play to justify the cost through lifestyle, through experience, maybe hoping you won't focus too much on that $60,000 price tag if the living's comfortable.
But the narrative is definitely shifting. The sources make it clear that this college or bust idea, it's losing ground because these other paths are showing real immediate results. Oh, definitely. We're seeing a huge comeback for career education, for vocational programs. There's this great example of a Sam Houston High student learning violin repair.
Violin repair, that's specific.
Super specific, but highly skilled. They get certified, they have a craft, and they're starting out earning in the upper $40,000 straight out of high school.
With no debt.
Exactly. Immediate income, zero debt load. Compare that to the university grad with maybe $40 in loans just starting their job search. It's a different world.
And then there's the military option, like the student who chose the Navy. Structure, skills, future tuition help.
And again, no initial loans. It's about stability and skill building without that crushing financial weight from day one.
So the takeaway for you, the listener, seems pretty clear. Success isn't just found at one type of institution anymore. You really have to understand the costs and, well, pick the path that fits your goals and your financial reality.
Pragmatism. That's the key word. And we see that same kind of strategic thinking, that pragmatism reflected in how the city itself is managing its growth.
Right. Let's look at Arlington by the numbers for a second. The growth is pretty striking.
It really is. Seventh largest city in Texas, population just over 400,000. That's a 19% growth since the year 2000.
19%.
Yeah, that's fast. And importantly, Smart Asset ranked at number 7 nationally for safest cities in 2025. So growth alongside safety.
And the economic engine seems strong, too. That 10% jump in hotel revenue, you have to assume that's the Rangers effect, big concerts, the Cowboys drawing people in.
Absolutely. Tourism is clearly a major driver. And managing that kind of 19% population boom, that requires real leadership and vision.
Which brings us to Dan T. Pope's new book, Dream. It tries to capture that Arlington can-do spirit. I like the mention of his blended history photos.
Yeah, those then and now comparisons. They're a great way to visualize the transformation while, you know, still honoring the past. It shows where you've come from.
And you see who the city relies on to sustain that spirit in the UTA Distinguished Alumni Awards. It's a mix of people, right?
Definitely. Civic leaders like the city manager, Trey Yelverton, entrepreneurs like Xavier Egan, and people focused on community giving like Alan Sachs, honored posthumously, and Linda Dippert with Women Inspiring Philanthropy.
It shows a city valuing, well, competence, innovation, and giving back. It's a balanced approach.
And if you've got all that growth, all those new people, well, keeping everyone pulling in the same direction becomes crucial. Unity isn't just a buzzword, it's essential.
Which leads perfectly into former Mayor Jeff Williams' guide, The Unity Blueprint.
Mm.
I was struck by how practical the steps were.
Me too. It's not some grand abstract theory. It's 5 concrete actions. Simple things, really.
Like number 1, just break bread with someone different from you. Sit down, have a meal.
So basic, but so powerful. Human Connection 101.
And the others feel very relevant for today. Like, lean into tough conversations with curiosity. Don't go in ready for a fight.
Right. And listen to understand, not just to reload for your rebuttal. Extend grace.
Which is hard sometimes.
It is. And finally, pray for one another. It's a really concise, actionable framework for building community health, especially in a place that's growing and changing so fast.
Okay, let's shift gears to the engine driving a lot of this local momentum, the businesses. The Greater Arlington Chamber's Small Business Awards give a great snapshot.
They really do. And the overall winner, Wade Funeral Home and Crematory. Their mission statement says it all. Shepherding families with love and respect.
That immediately tells you something about what this community values most in its local businesses. It's that human touch, that deep service element.
You see it echoed in the other winners, too. Olive Physical Therapy, the woman-owned winner. Rachel Vineyard's focus is on that intensive, one-on-one, personalized care.
Especially in complex areas like vestibular issues or pelvic floor therapy. It's specialized, high-touch work, not a volume game.
Exactly. Then you have the growth stories. Juno's Liquor, the veteran-owned winner, saw significant sales increases by expanding what they offered.
In Park West, Luxury Living, minority-owned winner, they're directly meeting the need created by that population boom, offering quality, affordable housing with extra to services like tutoring right on site.
Smart. And the nonprofit winner, Miracle League of Arlington, providing baseball for kids of all abilities, that specialized field, that's pure community impact.
Speaking of impact, we have to talk about Lurico Technologies. This story is amazing.
It really is. The LeBrothers, immigrants from Vietnam, UTA grads. They started out doing incredibly high-tech work for the U.S. military.
Like serious defense contracts, Black Hawk helicopters, Apache, F-35 components.
Yeah, holding 43 U.S. patents. Just brilliant engineering minds. And then they pivot.
Right. Using all that know-how to create massage chairs. But not just any massage chairs.
No, the world's only line designed and manufactured here in America. And they got them licensed as durable medical equipment. That's a huge leap.
From fighter jets to therapeutic chairs, that's quite the journey. Plus, they give back with that care chair program for first responders.
It's a fantastic local innovation story. Now, on the total opposite end of the spectrum, maybe, you have Pan Pan Bakery and Cafe.
Ah, the TikTok sensation.
Right. Laura Molinar's fusion concept, Mexican and Japanese baking. Think matcha conscious Japanese milk bread.
Sounds delicious, actually.
Apparently. Her sister posts one day in the life TikTok video, and the place just explodes. People flying in from out of state, lines down the block.
It shows the power of social media in 2025. One viral clip can be worth more than a huge ad campaign. The name Pan, meaning bread in both languages, is also clever.
It is. But, you know, business isn't always about viral hits or tech pivots. Sometimes a company's real strength shows up in a crisis.
You're talking about the story from Clay Kelly at RUSTH Human Resources.
Yeah. He shared this incredibly intense anecdote. Getting a call on a Saturday, an employee at one of his client companies had been murdered.
Oh, wow. There's unimaginable pressure for everyone involved.
Absolutely. And RUSTH had a plan, ready grief counselors, handling statements for the client, for the media. But the advice that really stood out was what he told the client.
The part about the office?
Yeah. Don't move anything in Katie's office for a couple of months. It's such a small detail, but it speaks volumes about prioritizing the human element, the team's grief, over just business efficiency in that moment. Profoundly human advice.
That focus on the human body and mind, even under duress, actually leads us pretty well into our next section, specialized health insights.
Right. Let's look at Dr. Keith Xavier's discussion on urge incontinence, or overactive bladder. Affects something like 30 million Americans, so it's common.
But often disruptive and maybe not something people talk about easily. He made a key distinction, didn't he?
Yes, between urge incontinence, that uncontrollable bladder contraction, and stress incontinence, which is leakage from, say, coughing or sneezing. Different mechanisms. And in men, he noted, OAB symptoms are often tied to an enlarged prostate, BPH.
What I found interesting was the evolution in treatment, especially for people who don't respond to the usual medications.
Exactly. It used to involve more invasive options, but now the focus is shifting towards neuromodulation, using technology to kind of retrain the nerve signals.
Like the bladder pacemaker, that InterStim device. It directly regulates the nerves controlling the bladder function.
Or even an implantable stimulator near the ankle, the tibial nerve stimulator that influences the bladder control pathways indirectly. It's much more targeted, less systemic than drugs.
Very sophisticated approaches. Okay, let's completely switch gears now. from internal mechanics to external style and performance. Cars.
Yeah, Mike Ames profiled two really iconic Cadillacs that tell a story about the brand.
We start way back with the 1948 Series 62 Club Coupe, the original fastback.
That car was a sensation. Not just transportation, it was a style statement. It had the first real tail fins, which kicked off this huge design trend for years.
It was definitely bold, aimed at capturing attention, maybe a younger vibe even back then.
And that same goal, that same DNA, shows up again 65 years later in the 2013 CTS-V Coupe, the faster back, as Ames called it.
Yeah, the performance numbers on that were wild, being the fastest production car on that famous German track, the Nürburgring, at the time.
Right. It says everything. Cadillac still pushing boundaries, using extreme performance and aggressive styling to attract, well, a new generation of affluent buyers. The common thread is that boldness.
Okay, one last stop on our deep dive. A sports reality check. John Radigan's column on the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, a bit of a tough look back after the highs of the 2023 World Series win. Finishing 81-81, the end of the Bruce Bochy era, it highlights how incredibly hard it is to sustain championship performance.
And Radigan pointed to a very specific problem, didn't he? It wasn't just a general slump.
No, he zeroed in on offensive execution. Specifically, the repeated failure to score runners from third base with less than one out.
Which feels like baseball basics, almost.
It does. But it points to a deeper issue, perhaps focus or approach. Not being able to simply put the ball in play in those key situations, striking out instead. That's often mental as much as physical.
So even for a team that recently reached the pinnacle, fundamental execution can slip when things are in flux. The need for a new manager, an offense-first lineup and mentality seems pretty clear.
Absolutely. So we've really covered a lot of ground today, haven't we? From students navigating college costs and city leaders managing growth.
To high-tech manufacturing like Lurico, viral bakeries like PanPan, specialized health tech, even classic car design.
Yeah, the sources show a community grappling with both tradition like Campo Verde, that beloved restaurant, closing after 40 years of holiday traditions and really embracing the new. AI and marketing, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, those huge new coasters at Six Flags.
It's that mix of old and new, which leads us to maybe a final thought for you, the listener, to consider. In a world that seems increasingly obsessed with speed, with technological disruption, with going viral, how does that enduring, almost old-fashioned commitment to local human-centered service?
Like we saw with Wade Funeral Home, or all of PT's hands-on care, or even RUSHR's advice in that terrible crisis.
Exactly. How does that kind of deep human focus potentially become the most reliable predictor of long-term success and community strength, maybe even more than the flashiest tech or the fastest growth? Something to think about.